This day is a very blessed day because there are many, many saints on this day. It is one of the feasts of the North American martyrs, and there's a lot of them, as we spoke of already earlier this month. And then it is also the feast of St. Paul of the Cross, the founder of the Congregation of the Passion. His relics are on the altar, and of which many of his children, spiritual children, among them my patron, St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, and also St. Gemma Galgani, are members of his congregation. But we are concentrating today on that which is in the Missal of St. John the 23rd, which is what we use. And today, in that Missal and in this Missal, which is the same almost, is the feast of St. Peter de Alcántara, San Pedro de Alcántara. Now, his baptismal name was Juan Garavito. His father and mother were of the noble class, and in fact, his father, I believe, was the mayor or the ruler of the town where he was born, in Alcántara, which is in the southeastern part of Spain, in the region that is called Extremadura, because it is on the extremes of the kingdom of Spain, of the Iberian Peninsula, as it touches on the province of Extremadura in Portugal. But at that time, they were not separate, they were united. It wasn't until later that the split between Portugal and Spain took place. Culturally speaking, however, there is no split. His parents, on top of the fact that they were of the nobility and were very, very busy with ruling the area, the town, the city, they belonged to every single confraternity and pious union that they could. The author that I read earlier, they had one after the other after the other. There's no way I can remember them all. But it is an example to us that we can belong to many things. Some people can belong to the Dominicans or to the Benedictines, and then be still Legion of Mary, or be the confraternity of the Holy Spirit, and this, that, and the, all kinds of things are possible, as long as they don't contradict, because if they are from God, which they are, when they are approved by Holy Mother of the Church, they go together. And so, he had a very good example from his parents, and of course, he was educated, as befitted his class, and the fact that he would have been a ruler, if that had been God's will. But it wasn't God's will. At the age of 16, he joined the Franciscans and progressed very rapidly there too, eventually also becoming superior or guardian, as the Franciscan superiors are called, and having other competences in the Franciscan order in that area of Spain. Eventually, he decided to do something that was needed at that time, still is in a sense today, though not too many people are interested, a reform of the Franciscan order to make it more severe. And so he is known as the founder of the Alcantarine Franciscans, and they're also known as the Discalced Franciscans. He was also a very good friend of St. John of the Cross, and particularly was very good friends of St. Teresa of Avila, who not only recommended him and considered him a saint while he was still alive, but also his book that he wrote on the spiritual life, which probably would be very recommendable to any of you, was considered by her to be the most enlightened book on the spiritual life, on prayer and contemplation. In the meantime, he also became good friends first before, while he was still the viceroy of the emperor in the northern part of Spain, and also later when he became a Jesuit and the third superior general of the Jesuits, as we celebrated just a few days ago, he became very, very good friends of my ancestor, St. Francis Borgia, or Borja, and he influenced him also in his discipline and the strictness in which he lived as a Jesuit, which originally were very, very disciplined. Now, one of the things that was very interesting about St. Peter of Alcantara, and by the way, Alcantara is not far from where the original Spanish sanctuary of Our Lady of Guadalupe is, which is the one who gave the name to the one in Mexico, because she spoke in the dialect of the Indians, and the Archbishop Zumarraga thought that she said Guadalupe, but she did not. But it stuck. That's the way it is. Either way, it's an area of great, great blessings to God for Spain. But St. Peter of Alcantara was so strict with himself that even though he was a superior, he had the smallest room in the convent of the Franciscans, as it is called. It's not monastery, it's called convent. And it was so small that he could not lay out all the way, and he wasn't that tall. It was smaller than he. And he could not stand up all the way because his head would hit the ceiling. So it was basically a closet. And so he lived there, and he eventually would die with many, many graces. So today we celebrate, he died in 1562. We celebrate the feast of this great mystic and Franciscan and friend of other saints, because they all are friends usually, Saint Peter or Pedro de Alcántara, a priest of the Franciscan order, reformer of the Franciscan order. He also inspired and became friends with the reformer of the nuns, the Franciscan Poor Clares, Saint Colette, who was the foundress of the Alcantarine Poor Clares. So birds of a feather flock together, so stick with saints and stay away from sinners. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.